Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Ladies and germs,
hello.
We're coming to you not live, but recorded from my bed and Liz's couch at her fucking job.
I have a meditation room at my office. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the podcast, and I have recorded quite a few episodes in the meditation room. Because it's, I can get some peace and quiet in here, and I can also take a nap.
Yeah, she's laying on like these fluffy pillows. She's all clearly just woke up from a nap. I can tell in your eyes.
Yeah. I just took like a 1 hour nap almost. It was probably like 30 or 45 minutes. And you know what? I just need a power nap in the middle of the day, and I think that just happens as you get older, which is kind of what our topic is for today's episode.
You're so good at segueing.
Thank you.
For real, I think it's because of your scooter. Get it? Segway.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that is what we're talking about today. It has come to our attention that many things with our bodies are different now that we are,
especially this year.
Yeah, especially this year. And yeah, I guess we could like kind of start, because we'd made like a list of like things we'd noticed that had changed. But obviously, like, if you have seen like Liz's hair, either like in a video or like in pictures, or you follow her on Instagram, you know that Liz has like gray streaks in her hair, and her hair's been like going gray for years. And like, it's one of the coolest things ever, because it's a perfect fucking streak. Like, she's one of the lucky ones, because I feel like everybody else gets grays and they're like,
I mean, it was an easy decision for me to decide to stop dyeing my hair, because I lucked out with my gray pattern. Mm-hmm. Because I have a free money piece. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's right in the front. I don't know anybody else in my family who grayed like I did, like, have hair, gray hair right now. But yeah, I started graying at 18, and it just went crazy, and I let it grow out a couple of years ago, and I love it now. But I'm not gonna lie, if like my gray streak appeared like in some random ass spot in the back of my head, it would probably have been a lot harder to embrace my gray hair. So I totally understand, like, you know, there's people our age that are not ready to embrace their gray, and that's totally fine. And there's people at 27 who are, if you are even graying at 27, if that's something you're even dealing with at this stage in life.
I have one gray hair, just one, and every time I try to show Jackson, he's like, it's not gray, like, it's the way the light's hitting it. And I'm like, no, because it always shows up. I know that it's a gray hair. Multiple times I've dyed my hair, and the gray hair doesn't take with the dye. It is a gray hair. It's one singular gray hair.
Yeah, sometimes gray hair doesn't take to dye. Mm-mm. Yeah. And also, my gray hair is like, I don't know, some of it is a total different texture than my brown hair. So my brown hair is like soft and silky and bored straight. And like my hairstylist has told me that I have like medium fine hair. I just have a lot of it. So my hair itself isn't thick. It just appears thick because there's so much of it. But then my gray hair is coming in and it's like coarse and it's curly, but like doesn't have a nice looking curl pattern. Like it goes, it looks like a 4-year-old was trying to curl their hair and like curled the same strand in a million different directions. And they'll stick straight up, straight out, like as if, especially when they're growing in, when I have a new one, it looks like someone like rubbed a balloon on my head. Like they just stick straight out and they're curly. So I have to tame them with product and I have to like straighten them so that they match the texture of the rest of my hair. But then something else I learned is that gray hair, when you use a heat tool on it, turns yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I now use purple shampoo every now and then. It doesn't do anything for my brown hair, but it just gets the brassiness out of my gray.
Kind of tones it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like toning my gray stripe.
That makes sense because I remember my grandma's hair when I was younger. She'd be curling her hair and I would notice there were like random parts at the ends that were like golden yellow. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And that makes a lot of sense. That checks out.
Yeah. And the heat tools don't work the same on my gray hair. So like, so I actually use a straightener to like just put a little bit of wave in my hair sometimes or to straighten it. And when I am waving my hair, my brown hair, and then I go to wave my gray like bang money piece, I will do the same movement with the straightener and the hair falls out like of the hot tool and it's still flat. Like sometimes I have to go way slower and I essentially have to like burn it more because it doesn't take to hot tools as easily.
I'm over here burning your head.
It's like it's literally a whole different kind of hair. It's really weird. And sometimes something else, because I'm in this, you know, phase of where I still have a ton of brown hair, is, but my hair is going gray slowly but surely, is that I can see the hair. So I have found in my hairbrush or on my shoulder, just like if a hair falls out or something, I'll pick it up and look at it. And the bottom of the hair is brown. And then somewhere along the way, it just turns gray. So like I can see where it turned gray. And then all the way up to the root is gray. And I can like see where it turned. It's really weird. It's
crazy. Okay, like Liz is the only person who has grayed and like not complained about it. Like my other friends, Kayla in particular, Kayla found some gray hairs and had a whole meltdown in her car because she's like, the texture changes and you can't do anything about it. And this was before I understood that. And I was like, oh my God, calm down. But then like I got my first gray hair and then I wouldn't do what I wanted it to do. Yeah. When it was like showing, so I just ended up parting my hair a little bit differently to like, because otherwise it would just stick up and I was like, what the fuck is this? But it's just so it is so weird to see the tiny little details on your face and your body and with your hair and your skin that like when you were younger you think like, at what moment am I gonna realize like I'm getting older, like I'm not a kid anymore. I don't bounce back from like falling off my bike as fast. Like I'm over here like pulling muscles and shit when I try to pick up my bed.
Yeah. This weekend, I think it was either Saturday or Sunday. I went over to my boyfriend's mom's house for her birthday party, and I had 4 glasses of wine, which granted, you know, I to say the least, I was so hungover the next day. And I was like, what the hell? I only had 4 glasses of wine. And then I was like, okay, well, to be fair, 4 glasses of wine is kind of like a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have a whole bottle of wine mm-hmm. on my own. But I was knocked out the entire day. And that would not have affected me that way. A couple years ago, I would not have been all Sunday long just being lazy and sleeping in until God knows when because I was hungover.
I got my first actual hangover summer before last, and I had never understood what people were talking about when they were like, oh, I'm so hungover, and I was like, I don't get like that. Like, not that I've ever been, like, a big drinker or anything. But, oh boy, howdy.
Yeah.
I fucked myself up.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I guess I can't drink an entire bottle of wine by myself anymore and not have repercussions.
Yeah, and you can't have, like, super sugary wines anymore like you used to when you were younger. Like,
mm-hmm.
I used to, like, I still love really sweet wine. But now, like, I know better, especially if I've had, like, really greasy food before.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that will inevitably end up with me vomiting.
Yeah.
And
oh, my
that's
God.
Worse.
And, or if, because if you have a super sugary wine, like, you wake up the next day, and or if you have, like, lots of salt the night before, you wake up and your face is bloated the next day, like, you feel puffy, you look puffy. It's just all, you know, these things that I have never really worried about until 27, almost 28. And now I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So not only, so I mean, I've had gray hair for a while. That's, to me, it's like not even like something that, I mean, it's not something that happened in my late 20s. But do you have a theory on, like, you know how some people say, like, it's all just genetics or it's stress, you know? Do you think that's true? Do you think that stress does cause gray hair? Is that, like, a proven thing?
I think it's probably a mix of both. I feel like when people say, like, oh, you're giving me gray hair, like, that in itself is probably a bit of an exaggeration. I don't really think that being stressed out can give you gray hair, because it's not like a health thing. It's just, I mean, I feel like if you are under a lot of stress, your body will break down in other ways. But I don't think, like, gray hair is not a sign of being unhealthy. You know, like, stress can give you, like, pelvic floor issues, and, like, it can make your shoulders hurt, and it can give you, like, if you can develop, like, arthritis earlier because of where you hold your tension and all that. I think that gray hair is mostly genetics, especially because, like, your mom grayed early.
Yeah, I think it is mostly genetics. I've heard that if that gray hair could potentially be expedited if you're super stressed due to, like, you know, if your nervous system is under constant stress, like fight or flight, it could speed up the gray you were already going to get in a way. But what's interesting that I've noticed is I think my gray has severely slowed down over the past 2 years.
And I wonder why. Maybe it's because you got divorced.
So, like, I think, I don't, I mean, there's no way to prove it, but I definitely have premature gray genes. That was going to happen to me. And I started graying at 18, which is when my life fell apart for the first time. So it makes a lot of sense. But then, yeah, once I started eliminating stress factors 2 years ago, it has slowed down. And I have just been, you know, I've been looking in the mirror for the past 2 years, as I do, just occasionally combing through. And I haven't noticed necessarily any more, that much more growth. And I was like, I wonder if this is because I'm not as stressed out as I used to be.
Yeah. I think so. Actually just Googled it and it can be exacerbated by stress. So yes, stress can give you gray hair. I stand corrected.
Does it say why? Is it because of your nervous system? I feel like I heard that somewhere.
It's something about melanites. I don't know.
The
melanites. I don't know how to say that.
It's a sea anemone. A sea anemone. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, it's interesting how get it, you know, it's, some people our age are finding their first gray hair. I don't remember. I think I found my very first gray hair at like 14. But it was just one. Like, I didn't start sprouting all my little grays at 14. I just found one. But yeah, I don't know. I've come to love my stripe, and I am very lucky that it's kind of cute. I did luck out. I totally understand if you don't like your gray hair at 27 and you think it's aging you, you know, dying it. Like, I totally get it.
One thing that we were talking about before we got on this call was dry ass skin and cracked heels, cheese grater feet.
My God. I remember being like 12 years old and seeing the craters in my mom's feet, like, because she had cracked heels. They were so bad. I remember just thinking, like, how deep do they go? Like, how did that happen? You know, because I had no idea. And it's because she was a hardworking single mom. She didn't have time to take care of her feet. And I didn't know how your heels just crack like that. Well, this year I fucking did.
Yeah.
Because my heels started cracking for the first time this year.
I have always had cheese grater feet. I've never understood why. I never like run around barefoot outside. They just got worse and worse and worse. And then finally this year, I was like, I've dealt with this my whole life. And ever since I was a teenager, I would tell myself, like, I'll handle it when I'm older. I'll deal with it when I'm older. I'll figure that out when I'm older. And now I'm like, okay, I am older. I'm not getting any younger. And these look disgusting. I need to do something about it. And I finally did something about it. And now I have normal people feet. And it's a really good feeling.
Wait, what did you do?
Let me grab. So I found this like cream called For Healthy Feet. It's by the brand O'Keefe's, and it literally is just, it says for extremely dry cracked feet, and I have it hidden in a basket beside my bed because I will be damned if I put this foot cream near my nice cosmetics and skincare, because I don't need anyone fucking saying that I'm using this because I have cracked ass feet. Okay, it's embarrassing. But I mean, it was like so bad that my socks would get like, you know, that awful feeling when your heels are dry and your socks like drag on them and you're embarrassed.
Oh god. Oh my god. It's, oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
I'd get that and be so embarrassed.
That was the problem for me, was the feeling of my feet under blankets, under my sheets, in my socks. I probably should have given a shit what they looked like. I didn't. I didn't give a fuck that they didn't look great, but yeah, I cannot do that feeling. It's like when you rub your hands across a microfiber towel and you want to fucking scream.
Ew.
I want to throw up.
That's so worse.
Felt like that. And I haven't I haven't done anything. Like, I don't use a cream. I barely lotion them. Essentially, all I'm doing right now is when my feet start to get dry, I use a callus shaver and I sit down in a chair. I hold my foot over a trash can and I cheese grade the shit out of my feet. And when I tell you,
great.
It's like, okay, it's super satisfying and it's like really disgusting at the same time. I kid you not, I shave a whole, like, you know, when you brush your dog or your cat and you're like, I got a whole nother cat off of you.
Yeah.
I get a whole nother foot.
Ew, off dude.
What I shave off of my foot. It is so gross. And then I end up like, you know, accidentally shaving too far down. And it, not that like I don't bleed or anything. It's not like cutting into the pink part of your fingernails. But because they're calloused, like that's what is cushioning my feet when I walk. And then for the next 2 or 3 days, my feet are sore when I walk because I have nothing cushioning them. And I have to like build up another little callus again. But I may lose a pound every time I shave my feet because of how much feet I shave off. It's really gross.
I also was using one of those stones in the shower, and I was using this tea tree oil gel, and you like lathered all over your foot and then your skin starts flaking off. And then you use that stone and it gets like all the nasty off in the shower. Then you wash it on the drain and then you put your foot cream on and then you sleep with socks on. And some people, I know people are going to come for me and be like, you sleep with socks on. You're crazy. Blah. Whatever. I've always slept with socks on. I will always do it. I like my feet to be warm. Fuck you.
I wish I could sleep with socks on. Like, I want to.
I wish I you can. Would when you're here because you like to press your cold ass feet up against my legs.
I'll start probably slowly moving my legs across the bed and then I'll probably like dig them under your legs.
You did. You dug them into my legs and I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, you're warm. My feet are cold. Like, get away from me.
I like cannot stand the feeling of socks on my feet when I'm under a blanket or in bed. I wish that wasn't the case because my feet get freezing, but if I put socks on, I want to scream. I have to immediately take them off. And if for whatever reason, I like crawl in bed with socks on and I like immediately fall asleep and don't take them off, I will take them off in my sleep, like subconsciously, and I'll wake up and they're gone. And I've shown you how I take my socks off with my own feet. Haven't I? Have I shown you?
What do you do? Like, put your toenail under there? Like,
yeah, I just put a toe in there and pull it off.
Oh, I think that's how everyone takes off their socks, right?
Oh, someone thought I was weird for doing that, and I can't remember.
No, I do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, what? Good. I thought it was you for a second. Somebody thought I was weird for the way I took off my socks with my own toes.
Well, sorry we don't always want to touch our sweaty socks.
But so even if I fall asleep with them on, I will wake up and they will be off because even a sleep Liz cannot deal with the socks. So I really wish I could, but I can't. Especially, oh my God, I wish I could sleep, like put a cream on my feet and then put socks on. That's even worse. How do you do that?
I wear really like breathable socks. I don't wear like thick wool socks or anything like that. Like everything's very thin, cottony, whatever. It just keeps like the cream on there, you're like nice and moisturized, it feels good. I don't know, I'm actually gonna touch my feet right now. I appreciate my feet. I want my feet to know that I appreciate the shedding of their past selves they have done for me over the past month.
Yeah, and well, and I've also started painting my toenails because I want my feet to look a little nicer. That probably more or less came from both my toenails on my big toes falling off, and I was like, ew, these things are ugly. I need to make my feet look better somehow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just dehydration or, you know, we're working women. We've been working for a long time now. Not that long in comparison.
We've been working since we were 15. I think we both had jobs since we were 15. So over 10 years.
Yeah. And our feet are just, you know, they carry us every day and they are cracking to hell. And you probably do it the right way. I just like go at it with a cheese grater and just destroy my feet.
I mean, whatever works, you know, I can't judge anybody's foot process. I have just had like the driest skin for my entire life, like to the point where like when I was a kid, my grandma would tell, she told me when I was a kid that I would scream if she tried to put jeans on me because I told her that they hurt my skin, and she tried to put lotion on me and I'd scream because I didn't want to be sticky. Like I was very much I had a lot of sensory issues as a kid. Like I hated touching greasy food. Like I wouldn't hold a chicken wing by the actual thing. I had to like have it wrapped in saran wrap. I wouldn't have lotion on me. Like I wouldn't wear jeans, blah, blah, blah. Now I don't do any of that, but like my skin was so dry as a kid, like so bad. And it's only now that I've gotten older that one, I've started using like lotions that like not only smell good, but like they're really hydrating and like good for your skin and like promote like, I guess like anti-aging or whatever the fuck, or like, you know, cuts down on the chance of you having like fucking back wrinkles. I don't know. And also
back wrinkle.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just coming up with shit. Like, who knows? I'm sure you can get back.
That's wrinkles. A place I haven't been looking for wrinkles. Now I gotta
better start. Check my back. I got back wrinkles.
I have back wrinkles.
But another thing that I have started like actively treating that I was like so embarrassed by for years, and I didn't know that it was like such a common issue, was like keratosis pilaris on the backs of my legs. Otherwise, people call it chicken skin, strawberry skin, but it's also called like KP. And I found like two things that I've used that cleared up so well. And literally all it is just a buildup of keratin in your skin. And some people have it like really bad on the backs of their arms or like the tops of their arms or on their legs. And like it really like, you know, when I was a kid, like I didn't want to wear shorts. I didn't want to wear bathing suits and stuff. Like I was so embarrassed. But as an adult, you know, scrolling on TikTok and like seeing all these skincare videos, like you realize like this is not uncommon.
Right.
Like, and now you're an adult and you can, you know, you have the means to like try out different products and see what works for you. If this makes you uncomfortable, you've lived with it your whole life. Like you don't have to.
So
How
did you fix it? Was it just like, did you need to exfoliate or something?
So one thing is using a salicylic acid body wash. And I would only use that like on the areas that bothered me. So like on the backs of my calves, like down near my ankles, it's like one spot where it's just always been. I feel like that's probably because that's a spot you don't think about that often, especially when you're in the shower. And then I had a little bit kind of on the backs of my arms, but like over the years, it's kind of gone away. But I started using that. And then I also started using this is the worst name for it. CeraVe, if you're listening, this is the worst possible name you could ever give to a product that you're trying to get people to use when they're embarrassed about their bumpy skin. It's literally called Rough and Bumpy Cream. I'm not kidding you. It's deadass called, it's called SA Lotion for Rough and Bumpy Skin. They shouldn't call it that. They should literally call it like SA or like salicylic acid lotion for especially rough skin or like something like that. Like that made me feel like a freaking reptile.
I know that they abbreviate salicylic acid to SA, but I literally cannot. I hear SA and I'm like sexual assault
me too.
Sexual assault cream. Like it's You know, someone's like, oh yeah, let me get this SA cream. I'm like, what kind of cream are you getting? Like, what are you getting?
But it for a really long time, you could only find this in like a few stores. And now you can find it like everywhere. So if you are someone who deals with keratosis pilaris, aka, maybe it's keratosis pilaris. I don't know. If you're listening to this and I pronounced that wrong, I'm sorry. But
I used to have that on the, I definitely used to have that on the back of my arms and it just went away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can come and go. Like some people get it when they're older. Some people only have it as kids. Mine was worse as a kid because I wouldn't let my grandma put lotion on me.
Yeah.
But
I had it in high school. And I remember just thinking like, I don't know what this is. And it just went away, but it was on the back of my arms.
Yeah.
And actually, I think it was there when I first started getting tattooed at like 18 and 19, because one of my tattoo artists told me that I had chicken skin. And I was like, excuse me.
Who are you calling chicken skin?
Excuse me? Is that good for tattooing?
Apparently. But,
yeah. No, it was. Yeah. They said it was good for tattooing it. Like it takes ink very well and it didn't like swell up as easy. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, go chicken, go chicken, go chicken.
Yeah. I have always also had dry skin, so that wasn't something that came with aging. But I think as we get older, our skin's just going to get drier and drier and drier. So we have to drink more and more water and use more and more lotion and skincare products. And at least I think something that that we both do that will help us in the long run is we both have a skincare routine. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not 2016 anymore. We're not piling on three layers of full coverage foundation. It's totally fine if you are, but I do think that it going for extended periods of your life wearing heavy makeup, I think that will have an effect on your skin.
Oh yeah, like, it does.
Not saying to do it or not to do it. I just, you know, wearing heavy makeup for decades will do that. And so, you know, that's why they're always like, don't fall asleep on your makeup. And so we both, I mean, I have my boyfriend on the same skincare routine as me, and he's almost more dedicated to it than I am. I'm really proud of him. But he dealt with acne in high school. Like he did Accutane and all that stuff, and had to go through that horrific. I mean, I have only heard
peel your face off.
Of people who had to do Accutane, and it literally sounds like a fucking nightmare. And you know, we could, if we don't take care of our skin, that's the thing, is even if you do take care of your skin, some of us will get adult acne. Like even if you didn't have acne as a teenager, or maybe you did, it could come back and you could get adult fucking acne. So I think he just, you know, he wants to look good as he gets older, and he doesn't want his acne to come back because he had to deal with fucking Accutane. And so he is honestly more religious about the skincare. And sometimes I will like lay in bed, and because I don't wear face makeup anymore, like I'm pretty much just eyebrows, mascara, and some cream blush, and that's it. You know, I'm laying in bed and I'm tired. I'm like, oh, I could just fall asleep. Like, it's just a little bit of blush. And he's like, you know, it's midnight and he's up doing his skincare routine. I'm like, fine.
Fine.
You can't be looking better than me. So I better go do my skincare because my boyfriend's up beating my ass with his skincare routine. So I'm very proud of him.
I have never understood how it is that some men will like never wash, they will literally wash their face with the same soap they wash their ass with, and they have the best skin at like age 50. And I'm just like, that's not fair.
That's no. not fucking No.
That's absolutely right.
But so yeah, skincare and just I can't come home from a night out and fall asleep in my makeup. And if I do, I did it one time a couple of months ago, fell asleep, you know, from a long night out, woke up and I had acne. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I did that one time. And I woke up with breakouts. And I was like, well, okay, so I can't do that anymore. Because
I did it one time in college on New Year's Eve. Because I got locked out of my apartment, so I had to stay at my friend's, and I felt so gross.
Yeah.
I woke up, and I was like, eyelashes all stuck together.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Your skin, yeah, it's just like during the night, your skin absorbs all the moisture from the makeup, and you wake up crackly.
Oh, shit. Ugh. Gross. It's
fucking nasty.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, those are just things that I've realized I have to be more religious about. And being consistent, it's something that is a compounding interest thing, right? You know, you do it now and you might not see results now, but when you're 50, you'll thank yourself. But so speaking of, I feel like now is the time that, at least for me, I'm being pushed, you know, preventative Botox. And preventative Botox is pushed to us yet much younger than 27, but I'm kind of only feeling the pressure of preventative Botox at the moment. And I am in this phase where I'm trying to decide, this is so fucking weird, how I want to age and where I want to wrinkle, because we get to pick, because we have things like Botox. And, you know, I don't want to have a frozen face. I do not want to eliminate every single wrinkle, because I love my facial expressions. And my boyfriend, so he's 30, and he has like, you know, what we call crow's feet. He has crow's feet, which I think that terminology is just something to make us hate them because it sounds bad. But like, there are smile lines around his eyes because mm-hmm. he's a happy person. And I would be so upset if he went and got those Botox. Like, I think they are so adorable. And I think that they make him so attractive. Like, I love those wrinkles next to his eyes. So much so that I've decided I don't think I'm going to get Botox next to my eyes because I love those wrinkles on him. Like, I really do. So I think if I get those, I want to keep them. But so I'm like, okay, where do I want to wrinkle? I have been trying really hard to prevent naturally, at least right now, forehead wrinkles. That's at least right now, that's what I'm trying to prevent the most. Like, I know I'm going to get smile lines on my cheeks. I know I'm going to get them around my eyes, and I'm totally fine with that. I don't seem to have 11s coming in, the one in between your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So I guess I don't scowl a lot or like, you know, do like angry eyebrows, but I am trying to prevent forehead wrinkles by literally almost training myself to not crease my forehead when I do things like smile or laugh or when I'm doing my makeup in the morning. You know how like, you know, so you like scrunch when you're like doing your mascara, or I'll like notice it and be like, okay, relax. Like, so I'm like trying to train myself just to not scrunch my forehead. Like, I just did it. But I can see the beginnings of where wrinkles will be. And I think I am going to get probably like baby Botox in my forehead wrinkles in the next coming years. I also would like to try, not for my looks, but for comfort, masseter Botox in my jaw for my TMJ.
Oh, right.
Because my TMJ is just, I can't do anything without my jaw popping anymore. Like eating, I can only open my jaw. I have shown my boyfriend the little bites that I take, like in an apple or in my food, because I can't open my jaw farther without it popping, and it is uncomfortable. It hurts.
That's so bad. I heard it pop the last time you were here. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah. Well, it's because I don't open my mouth very far when I'm talking or when I'm eating anymore.
Jesus Christ.
So I want to get masseter Botox just to have some comfort and be able to eat normally and talk normally, laugh, yawn, whatever, without having this massive popping, clicking thing happening in my jaw. But I guess, you know, that's not really for aging in my looks, but it is just, you know, getting worse with aging. So I think, I don't know, it's so interesting that now, I mean, we've had Botox forever, but like where we grew up, nobody had Botox. Not a single damn person had Botox. And then, but you know, we both moved to big cities and I'm like, oh, I can age a little more gracefully if I want to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it. I'm totally going to get forehead and jaw Botox in the next coming years.
I feel like I probably will as well, because just obviously going overboard with it can age you just as quick as if like you didn't do it. But also I have a lot of friends who have gotten it. Granted, the friends got it because they had like severe forehead wrinkles and whatnot, and they were like, oh, I don't like it, like I want to whatever. And I was like, oh, like what's it like? And like, I guess like what freaks me out is like the fact that they couldn't move their eyebrows or anything.
Yeah.
But for with me, that being said, like I could see myself probably doing it. I don't think I'll ever do anything like filler or anything like that, because I've done those filters where like you try like lip filler, I look ridiculous. I look so dumb.
I mean, your lips are also like a big like standout feature on your face because they're already so perfect. You know?
I like my lips.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to happen.
I like the look of lip flips, but because when I smile, my upper lip kind of goes under. Like my upper lip disappears, I guess you could say, when I smile. And I like the look of the lip flip, which makes it so that your lip doesn't fully disappear when you smile. And I was like, oh, I like the look of that. But then I started seeing videos of girls who got lip flips and they were like, I can't drink out of a straw normally anymore. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I'll do a lot of things, but I won't do that.
No.
So, like, if it's gonna affect the way I drink out of a straw, and let me tell you, a strawed water bottle is very important to me. I will not drink out of a water bottle without a straw. It has to be a straw. I don't know why. It has to be a straw. And if something fucks with my straw, I will be angry. But I just wish that like Botox lasted a little longer. You know, I don't want like going in every 3 months. It's like, oh my God. But you know what? Like it is what it is. If I want it, I got to do it every 3 months. And that's just what it is.
Three to six. It doesn't always got to be. Three is the short end.
Right. You're right. So I haven't done it yet, but it has totally been on my mind for the past year. I've talked about it with my friends and with my boyfriend, because I've never even, like 2 years ago, I remember still being like, I don't know if I ever would. I probably like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't. And now I'm like, yeah, I think I would.
Yeah.
So I've just decided, you know, like, I think I've decided like where I want at this point in time, unless like my eye wrinkles come in and I think I like, unless I hate them, which I don't think I would because I literally adore them on my boyfriend, which it's one of my favorite parts of his fucking face. Like, I want them. I'm like, I want those. They're so cute on you. but the, yeah, I think, and there's even like places on your forehead. Like, you could get them in the middle, but so then you only kind of wrinkle on the side and it still looks natural. Like, there's all the things, you know, just this whole new world of ways for me to spend my money on my looks as I get older. And, you know, it's just, here we are. I could have never envisioned us being 14, thinking we were going to 15, 16, 17, 18, even 19, thinking we were going to be even considering Botox. I literally thought Botox was never on my radar because we did not grow up with people who had Botox. And I thought Botox was for celebrities. I'm not joking.
I thought Botox was for celebrities, like, and like old, like older women who were like super in denial that they were aging. But now that I'm 27, I'm like, it's not about being in denial. It's literally just about like, I don't want to look like, I don't want to look my age. I don't want to look like,
I just don't want the forehead wrinkles. And it's, and as we're saying this, obviously, just like I love and adore my boyfriend's eye wrinkles, you can love and adore your forehead wrinkles. I am just trashing mine, not yours.
Yeah.
It's trashing just anybody. A preference. I'm not trashing anybody's wrinkles. We're just being super fucking honest on here. And, you know, I felt a little guilty, like wanting Botox because I was like, oh, but I should want to like age exactly how I'm going to age. And to an extent I do, like, I'm not trying to like, you know, get a face transplant by any means when I'm 60, and I don't want to look frozen. I don't want to look like I have overfilled
my face
and get that like puffy pillowy look. Like, I still want to look natural. I just don't want a deep forehead wrinkle. Okay.
Don't worry. If you look crazy, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, I need that.
I'll be like, Liz, cool it on the Botox.
Pull it over there. So yeah, like, I'm super expressive. I don't want my whole face to be frozen. So it's interesting that we're here. We're talking, we're thinking about this kind of stuff now. But you know what? It's less permanent than a tattoo. It goes away in 3 to 6 months. So fucking try it. Fucking do it if you want. Just, if you want it, do it. If you don't, like, more, all, literally all power to you.
Yeah.
But that's why I am like trying to take care of my skin now, because I want to spend the least amount of money as possible. Because your girl still likes a good deal. And she's frugal, so she wants to spend the least amount of money as possible. But that's totally been on my mind recently.
I have been just like really obsessed with the order of my skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've just really enjoyed, like, I mean, I've always looked forward to like doing my skincare and whatnot at night, but like now I really look forward to it, and I just like get really like, I don't know, like, I just put my hair up and like I put like pull it back all tight off my face, and I'm just like dabbing my serums and everything on in order, mm-hmm. just feeling like my whole like being is just slowly being tightened. Just fucking love it. But I mean, I know it's not for everybody, and I mean that, you know, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, like, that's so uppity of them, like, that's not on brand for them. Like, yeah it is.
Okay, if you are listening to this and you don't want a super long skincare routine, or expensive, and Brooke and I both use affordable products. We both use a lot of The Ordinary, which is super affordable, but Brooke's skincare is definitely longer than mine. If you want a short one, you could do mine, which is I use two serums in the morning and two serums in the evening. And then after both my serums, I do like moisturizer and then sunscreen in the morning. But in the morning, I use hyaluronic acid, so some kind of chemical exfoliator. And then I use a caffeine serum on my under eyes to puff them up so that they're not so caved in and baggy. Because I have some serious bags. I sleep the most out of any person I know on this planet, and I have terrible bags. It's just like my DNA. And then in the evening, I use my retinol and then the same caffeine serum. And that's it. And those do it for me. But you can get way more complex and use way more if you want. And obviously, everybody has different skin and uses different things. But if you want like something super simple, I went with the two, essentially the two products that I hear all dermatologists say, like, if you don't have time or don't want to do all of the steps, your bare minimum is a chemical exfoliator and retinol. The caffeine is something extra that I do, but so chemical exfoliator and retinol, if you want something super easy, basic, two things, retinol only at nighttime, please. You'll burn your skin to hell. But, yeah.
I think you mean chemical exfoliant.
No, if you put on retinol.
No, I mean chemical exfoliant, and you were saying chemical exfoliator.
Yeah, chemical exfoliator.
Chemical what? Exfoliant.
Oh, same thing. Potato, potato.
More like tomato, turnip.
What are other things that, as you get older, people say like your sex drive changes. And I feel like a lot of people say like, I don't know, I've heard from some people that their sex drive goes up and some goes down. And, you know, that could also be a mixture of like all the medications we're taking and the birth controls and the hormones and all those things. It's like your sex drive changes. Our eyesight's getting worse. Our hearing's getting worse. And all of those things are really just another reason why I have been consistently working out recently. Because, well, first of all, I'm going to Mexico and I gotta look hot. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I want to be better. I want to build good habits now to help me when I'm older. And I don't want to wait until it hurts to move to do something about it.
Yeah, I agree.
So I am currently, I can't remember if I talked about this on the last episode. I'm doing the 12-3-30 treadmill workout. It's kind of popular on social media at the moment where it's a treadmill workout. You can challenge yourself to do it for 30 days, or you can just like do it as your workout, however often you work out. And it's where you set your treadmill to a 12% incline for 30 minutes at 3 miles per hour. And the shit kicks my ass. It's great. And I have been getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning for the past 3 weeks doing it. I think I've only missed 2 days out of 3 weeks.
I want a treadmill, bitch.
Listen, I'll find you one on Facebook Marketplace. I may have also said this in the last episode. I can't remember shit. You guys know that. I found a $3,000 treadmill on Facebook Marketplace, a 2020 model. So it's like only, it's barely 2 years old. And I got it for $300. And it was just somebody, it was huge though. Oh my God. That woman was like, she literally just wanted to pay somebody to get it out of her house. She was like, I don't give a fuck.
Get it out.
Please somebody get this out of my house. It's huge. It's massive. But I got a really nice ass treadmill on Facebook Marketplace, and I have used it every single day since I've gotten it. And I've closed all of my Apple rings every single day for the past
three weeks. You don't need to brag.
Even the day, the 2 days that I missed my workout, I still closed all of my rings. You know, I'm trying to have a bomb ass booty in Mexico.
First of all, I can't wait to see booty pics. Second of all, I made a TikTok that I need to send you. I haven't posted it yet, but I made a TikTok and it was talking. Like, I'm talking. Well, I'm not talking. I was using this audio basically just saying, like, oh, what the fuck is audio? The audio is like something like, I'm gonna be that bitch today. Or something, I'm gonna be that bitch tomorrow. And it was like when my Apple Watch like tells me I haven't closed my rings and I just get back on the couch and turn the TV on. Like,
I may not be that bitch today. I may not be that bitch tomorrow. Is it something like that?
No,
yes. It's okay. Wait. Also, have you like still been regularly been making TikToks?
Kind of. Maybe like a handful every month. Why?
Because I feel like your TikToks used to come up, you know, in my feed because I follow you, and they haven't in forever. And then like just earlier today, I went and I was like, oh my God, you have so many new TikToks that I haven't seen. Why haven't they been showing up in my For You page?
No, because you have to go to your following page.
Oh.
Yeah, like look.
Oh, I never watch the following page. I always watch the following page.
I don't watch the following page, but oh my God, it keeps playing music. I'm sorry, everybody. Hold on. I'm trying to teach Liz how to use TikTok. If you go to, here we go. There's like For You and then there's following.
Yeah. Oh, so, I never watch that tab.
I don't either. I don't, because to be quite honest, nobody that I follow, like my friends, like, I'm sorry. I love my friends, but y'all don't make funny TikToks.
But I used to, even though like I followed you and you would be on my following tab, your stuff still showed up on my For You page because I would just scroll and be like, oh, there's Brooke's TikTok. Like it would come up in my For You page. That's and true. They haven't. So what the fuck?
I don't know, man. Maybe I just need to, get back on my grind. I haven't posted regularly on TikTok in a while.
Maybe it's like algorithm thing.
Yeah, it probably is. But I keep saying like, oh, I'm going to post like on my BookTok account. I never fucking do. I'm too busy with my jobs.
And reading books.
And reading books.
And actually reading the books.
And actually reading books. Yes, I have since last week. Let's see how many books I've finished, bitch. So last week when we were recording, I was reading. Let me see. I just need a little. Give me a moment. Talk my shit. What was last week? Was last week the 16th?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Since last week, I have read 1, 2, 3, 4 books. Okay. No, 5.
Wow.
Yes. I've read 5. So that's practically a book a day. So if you are listening this far and you would like some book recommendations, Jar of Hearts by Jennifer Hillier. 5 out of 5 stars. Such a fucking good book. Made me laugh, made me cry. Literally, I didn't want to read the book because I was like, that's cliche. They are like referencing that song, ew. But it was like the best fucking book that I've read in so long. Then The Last Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine. If You Tell by Greg Olson. It's a true story about the No-Tech family. If you've ever heard of them, it's like this woman that like killed a whole bunch of people who were boarding in her house. Fucking horrible. But trigger warning, it does have like a lot of child abuse in it. So like if that's something that like upsets you, please do not read that book. But yeah, I've just been reading a fuck ton. And now I'm reading Unmissing by Minka Kent. Minka just happens to be one of Mia's nicknames. By the way, her AirTag is the cutest thing that I've ever bought her in my life.
That's great.
So cute. And it's like, hold on, I'm going to actually do it and see if you can hear it.
Can you ping her from your watch?
Yes.
That's so funny.
It's so fucking, let's see. Find
my dog.
Let's see. Where is she? Where's the baby? Wait, how do you give me? Oh, here it is. All right, play sound. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Probably not.
Depends what room she's in.
What?
I don't hear it.
What is it?
It said, I don't hear it.
It said. Oh, it's playing. But you can't hear it in here. It goes like ding 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 ding.
Oh, that's what. So there's a new. So I'm obviously you've probably used your Apple Watch by now to find your phone, which is like one of the best features it has.
Yes.
And now it makes it. It used to just go bing, but now it does ding 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 that one. And I like it because it doesn't. Because if it just goes ping, I have to ping it 40 times while I'm looking. Right. Mm-hmm. To like still hear it. And now at least it's kind of a little song so I can walk around and listen for it.
It's kind of a little song.
You know what else I've been doing? I've been trying to up my game. I want to my style game. I want to like dress a little bit, not necessarily more my age, but as I'm getting older, I'm like, I want to feel. I'm like confident and comfortable with who I am. And I want to feel that way in my skin too, like with my clothing. And I know you have just been doing something like this, like making your, you know, wardrobe and picking out what you wear and like being able to pair it with things. And I went thrifting with Maria yesterday and I picked something that is like a little bit traditionally out of my comfort zone, but super cute. It's a skirt. I'm actually wearing it right now. And I sent you a picture of like my style inspo for it.
Oh, let me see. I love new style inspo.
I texted you the picture.
Ooh, stand up. Let me see.
I took my shoes off because I'm not wearing my Doc Martens, but I thrifted this like super cute black florally skirt. And then I was wearing my boots, but I am just wearing like a cropped black crew neck because I didn't have a grungy tee or a black denim jacket, which is what that outfit had. And you know, they're just pieces I'll look for. But I haven't worn a skirt in years because I literally think that I was traumatized by religious schools that forced girls and women to wear skirts and dresses. So for years, I swore off. I was like, I will never wear a skirt because I was forced to as a child. And I was like, they're too feminine. Like I always feel way too feminine when I wear them, like not myself. And I saw that picture and I was like, that's cute. I like that. So
make your Google slide deck like I did with all my clothes.
Ooh, okay. I want to make one. I don't have all the pieces yet, but it would help me to like look for pieces when I go shopping.
Mm-hmm. And you can always take pictures or take like pictures from the internet of items you already own, just like by looking it up. And you know, that was the most Wellbutrin powered thing I've done so far.
I love that.
I'll have to post a picture on the Instagram, the podcast Instagram, so people know what we're talking about. But basically, I went ham and created a very Stockholm, like Parisian inspired wardrobe with like a bunch of new clothes that I'd bought. And I made like 50 different outfits. It's pretty much like my capsule wardrobe. And like I was trying stuff on. And it just like everything that I had in my head, like from the inspo to like creating the outfit on the Google Deck, everything just came together so nicely and made me feel so good about myself. And I was just like, I think I found my like true, like adult aesthetic. Like it's very put together, classy, but very casual, lots of denim, lots of like big, like oversized button-ups and just stuff like that. And it just made me feel really good about myself. But the way that we're going to wrap this episode up is just by reminding you guys that what you look like is the least important, interesting thing about you, whether it's your skin, your hair, your clothes, whether you have Botox, whether you don't wear makeup, whether you sometimes fall asleep in your makeup, that is the least interesting thing about you. And every day we should thank our bodies for keeping us alive and well, and Yeah, that's like what it comes down to. Like, obviously, aging is kind of fucking scary, but like, in a lot of ways, it's very beautiful. And I don't know, so far, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a privilege to age, right? Like,
yeah, for real, for fucking real. I don't want to die yet.
It's a privilege to age, because it means you're alive. So let's see, what should our emoji be? What should our star egg be? What if
a grandma?
The grandma? Okay, we'll make it the grandma emoji. So go and find the Instagram post for this episode and go comment the grandma emoji. And if you feel so inclined and would like to share some of the things that you have been noticing as you age, or as you aged, if this happened years ago, things that you liked, or maybe things that shocked you that you weren't expecting. Or if, you know, if you're a younger listener and you haven't gotten to this point yet, like, what are things you're looking forward to, or you're scared about, or just like, you know, just share some of the things that you've experienced as you're aging, just like we did in this episode in the comments, so we can all connect on these things, because obviously it's happening to everyone, or it will, it has already, it, whatever, it's coming. So let's all just talk about it, and go comment the grandma emoji.
Go comment the grandma emoji, and then next week come back, because we're going to have Lindsay Schoolcraft back on the show for a very special episode in honor of it being February.
We're going to talk some mad shit on boys.
Yeah, we're going to talk some mad shit. She's got a lot of funny fucking stories about really awful boyfriends she's had, and she wants to share those.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So it's going to be fun. But until then,
have a lovely week, witches. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, I have to pee.
I haven't stopped recording yet. Oh.